This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the International Game Developers Association, just a bit more than 20% of the workforce in that industry is women. Less than 1% is black. That's all by way of introduction to today's installment of our series, My Economy, stories of people trying to make a go of it out there. This one from a game developer who decided to work outside the industry.
My name is Kat Small, and I am a product designer as well as a creative technologist who creates video games. I've always loved video games, and I have very, very fond memories of playing as a child. But as I got older, I wanted to start making my own, and my first game was actually a dress-up doll game that I made when I was around 10 years old. And I knew that that wasn't going to be enough for me. I really wanted to do more. So as I got older, I kept experimenting, and I found myself becoming really engaged with the process of understanding how to actually turn real-life events into logical sequences that people could play. I released Sweetheart in January of 2019. Sweetheart is what people call a visual novel. The goal behind Sweetheart was to convey what it's like to be someone like me in the United States, a black woman who works in technology. As you go throughout the day, Kara has a lot of different interactions that she experiences, and depending on those experiences, she either feels more positively or she starts to feel really negative. And at the end of the week, the hope is that you can have a positive week, which requires 5 good days. It's really challenging to get 5 positive days in a row, which is honestly quite accurate for me in real life, but things have gotten better lately. My whole concept behind game development is really trying to understand ways to communicate what it means to be a person to other people. I really aim to put people into my shoes, and experiences that are familiar to me, I want to convey them to other people as well. I've thought a lot about potentially being a game designer professionally, full-time. But unfortunately, I think the industry is not at a point where it can support someone like me. People get laid off all the time. It is a really stressful situation to be in when you can't find long-term full-time work. But that is something I've thought about a lot, and I hope that one day I will actually be able to do that.
Literally cannot do this series without your help and your stories. Tell us what your economy is like at marketplace.org.